the intro.
Hello. Hello. And welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. Today's lesson is going to be a shorty short one. It's part one of a three-part series that's wrapping up this stress extravaganza that we've been having. The last lesson here is broken up into three parts, where they're the lifestyle factors cultivating the most resilience for stress management purposes. Okay, that's physical activity, connectedness, and purpose. So we're really talking about here building that foundation and finding a source of psychological sustenance, okay, that will feed you through the lean times, help give you some stores that you can draw from, right, when you start fasting, so to speak. That is to say, you might be used to Dr. Cashy talking about, like, nutritional vitamins, the biochemicals that the body uses for metabolism, that you can only get them from food, from external sources, right? And what we're talking about now is closer to, like, psychological vitamins, the sources of stress management that hinge on synthesizing benefits from the external environment, and how those promote physical resilience, personal growth, appropriate circumspection, and ultimately emotional balance, which means preventing and overcoming the damaging chronic stress, the damage that chronic stress does to our bodies, okay? Here, the term lifestyle is used at face value. It's really the style in which a person lives their life. Imagine that. And in this case, to cultivate resilience, which is to persevere and adapt when things go haywire. When? And what happens when a person, when things go haywire and a person acts in defeatist and rigid ways? Well, their emotional faculties lead them toward being stressed out biologically, at least more than appropriate for the situation and longer lasting. Okay. To that end, cultivating resilience so that you can persevere and adapt when things go sideways, it's important, okay? And you can do it if you want. The point there is that it is a choice. That's the point we're trying to make here. Now, there's a series on resilience in previous lessons and another stress series, so we can leave the nitty-gritty for that stuff. As a side note, I want to make, again, another plug for physical activity, which is what we did on the end of the previous lesson, okay? And it in terms of stress management, but this is for, you know, giving it a little more credence here, a little more explanation. It is, by my reckoning, the people's champion of stress management in three ways. One, it does have a positive effect on the stress response biologically. It shifts a person's bad distress to the left, as Beyonce would say, to more eustress, which is good adaptive stress that makes you more resistant. It also decreases the magnitude of physical stress. That is to say, when you are stressed, it decreases the amount of intensity, how intense the stress is, and how long it lasts. It is lower and shorter, respectively. And two, it also has a positive effect on your brain and your mind. So this is 2A and B, sort of. Your brain and your mind. It does have a behavioral link into positive mood shifting. That is to say, if you do this thing, you will probably feel better. And feeling better allows you to think straighter. And when you think straighter, you'll do less dumb stuff and more smart stuff. And that's probably one of the best recipes for stress management in the history of the universe. It also improves your cognitive function. That is to say, like the previous point, it does help change what you think and the way you think it, and also helps you to think better, okay? For example, there's a lot of hubbub about these puzzles and brain games and all sorts of other stuff to help you keep you neuroplastic and sharp and all that other stuff. And it turns out aerobic activity, that is to say, moving around at a greater intensity than the typical couch surfer, than the typical couch surfer's trudge, okay, is better for you than for your brain health and your bodily health than doing Sudoku puzzles or whack-a-mole or whatever stupid games are reported to make people smarter. Now, what benefits they may have, and there are some, they are overshadowed, okay, as my grandmother Star would say, by walking swiftly. Heck, you could do them both at the same time. Worth trying. I split the difference and put some pep in your step with an audiobook that pushes your understanding of a subject rather than just serving as a source of entertainment so that you can drone on and trudge, okay? I often stop my walks and take notes because of the things that I'm listening to, and I try and increase my understanding of them later. That kind of makes it interval training, right? Just saying. Okay. Thank you so much for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out!